The next question is about a quote from Science Center in 2018, and I read your quote that you say, here is the entity that wants to get rid of the ego is the ego, and that is who you're not. Accepting that you're not the ego should be enough. If you really sit with it, the job is done. There is nowhere to go and nothing to do for it. The mind wants to achieve in time, and the truth is only realized now. And here is the question. You say that accepting that you are not the ego should be enough. If you really sit with it, the job is done. What does it mean to really sit with it here? How do we do that?
Well, when I say the job is done, at that moment you're free, unless you pick it up again. That's what I'm saying about being gradual. Your job is done. It means you now you have the knowledge and the wisdom that the mind thinks and the thinker gets involved and the entity that we call I am. It was just an idea from our childhood. And then when we go home, we find out we are beyond the entity and the thoughts and an emotion. We experience this firsthand that, yes, we can live without thinking too much or striving too much. It's just digesting the truth and making it your own. It is so simple. What makes it difficult is to be able to stay in that state more than rising up to the mind. And that is the challenge that we have so many wisdom and technique to calm it down. We all have experienced throughout our days together that the only permanent time, that place is that ocean of silence that everything gets melted in. And every time we go to it, it's there. Now, if we look at it the other way, if the thoughts were permanent or if the thinker was permanent, we don't even know what we thought about this morning. Well, 5 minutes ago, it's been going so fast and had no permanency at all. So if the thoughts were who we are, or the permanent, then every time we decided to go back to the mind, we will have one incredible thought, like one incredible silence. So it is changing. Our body changes. We get, you know, it grows bigger and grows older and loses this and gains that. But throughout all of that, every time we wish to go to the silence, it was there. And it didn't need it to be known. So if we give it a little bit of contemplation, we realize that we cannot be the mind because it changes. We can't be the body because we don't know what's going on in it. We can't be in our emotion because it just rises up and makes us miserable. We can't be the thinker because the thinker should be able to decide what to think and what not to think. Then we can only say confidently that the only time that we don't have to be anything and is permanently there is silence.